Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Restore us, Lord. Psalm 80, verse 19. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts, and cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Many years ago, a friend of mine invited me to see something that he was so excited about. I was excited to see what had excited him, and when I saw it, I was absolutely dumbstruck. It was nothing but a pile of rusted junk. But in his eyes, it was a thing of beauty. You see, he saw what could be restored and made like new. In fact, in many cases, better than new. It was probably a year, maybe 18 months later, when I was invited to take a look at what had happened to that pile of junk. He wanted me to help him move it into a moving van. I was dumbstruck. What had been a pile of junk was now a thing of beauty. It was better than it had been when it came off the factory floor. Lovingly, he had restored each part until it gleamed, glowed, and was renewed inside and outside. Oh, it made me think, that's what happens when the Lord restores us. He takes what is worn and broken and rusted and of very little use in the view of the things of this world, and makes us as objects to be praised, because it is Jesus in us that matters, not what is on the outside that matters. If you feel like you're going through a time when you have no worth, Jesus loves you. He has a purpose for you. He will restore you so that you can be something that is beautiful in His sight and beautiful in serving Him when He calls you to serve. Just offer yourself to be used by the Lord. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that You see something in us that the world does not see, something that we sometimes will not even see ourselves. It really is not what we see that matters or what others see that matters, but it's what You desire for us to be. Let Your light so shine in such a way that people will see the Jesus in us and want what we have. And we pray this in Your precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.